here at the 2013 NAFB convention, and Trade Talk is underway. And standing in front of me is Bob McCann, president-elect for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Bob, congratulations on your upcoming role as president. Tell me a little bit about your operation in Texas.
Well, I'm from South Texas, a little town called Victoria that's down close to the Gulf Coast, south of Houston. And we have a purebred commercial herd of Brayford, three-quarter Hereford, quarter Brahman cattle. Have been breeding those for a couple of decades, and we sell bulls. And so that's our main operation, or cow-calf operators. And we also run little recreational hunting enterprises down there on a lot of the properties that I manage. And I'm the fifth generation in our family to manage the ranch. So we've been doing it a while and got involved with NCBA here about 10 or 15 years ago, and so it's been a lot of fun and kind of coming up through the ranks. So,
you know, lots of hot topics in the beef industry and in animal agriculture as a whole. Let's specifically first talk about trade and how international lines coming together and what that means for not only the producers across the country but the consumer as well.
Sure. Well, our international trade markets right now are adding about $275 to $280 a head to every fed animal that's slaughtered these days, and that's significant. And so it's really adding to the bottom line. It's helping our market. We're getting a lot of opportunities lately with the Trans-Pacific Partnership Pact coming together. We're hoping within a few months we'll have that finalized. That's going to knock down a lot of the tariffs rates that we've had to contend with in the past, and really going to be a good modern pact. We feel like that's going to be based on scientific rules and you know, no technical trade barriers. So we're really looking forward to that. Recently got the comprehensive BSE rule at USDA was completed, so we feel like that's going to open up some opportunities for us, some of the market access, some of the countries that we haven't had access to in the past. We have a negligible risk status with BSE now, so United States beef producers are sitting in a pretty good position right now.
Well, for those of us who are from other parts of the United States, not the southern part, and personally me here in the Midwest, we don't understand and maybe don't think a lot about border security and immigration issues. But coming from South Texas, it probably hits close to home. Let's talk about that and what NCBA is doing to inform and educate on that topic.
Sure. Well, NCBA, that's a top priority for NCBA right now, immigration reform. And one of our main focuses there is to, you know, to make sure that we're going to have a program as far as any incoming workers, that's something that we can deal with on an annual basis. We can't have a seasonal type worker program. When we have these people come in, we got to have them for a long time, and 9 months to 10 months. If they need to go home for a month or whatever, that's fine. But we do have a labor shortage in the industry right now, and throughout the industry with feedlots, the cow-calf guys, the packer processors. So it's a big deal. Border security, down where I live, I know a lot of my neighbors south of me there have a lot of problems. I think that if we can get a good comprehensive reform program, it'll take care, culturally, it's going to take care of a lot of that. I think we need to have those borders secure, but if we don't have a big incentive for them to come over, if there's a program whereby they can come over legally, I think it's going to help that situation a lot.
You know, coming in January, you guys have the Cattlemen's Industry Convention, right, coming really soon in the 2014. What are some hot issues and some topics that it's going to draw producers across the country to attend this year's convention?
Well, Jamie, Nashville, we're pretty excited about. We've got some great entertainment going on. We've got some really good educational opportunities with our Cattlemen's College there. And there's never a shortage of issues, lots of challenges going on. We're hoping that, you know, by then maybe we'll have some good things to talk about the Farm Bill by then. And there's going to be plenty to do, and it'll be a real fun, entertaining time for a lot of producers. So really like to encourage all the cattle producers across the country, please try to make time in February to come.
Well, thank you, Bob. Once again, talking with Bob McCann, president-elect of NCBA here at Trade Talk, I'm Jamie Johansson.